This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
912, Mayor Rahm Emanuel earlier on the program. I'll let you know when the podcast is up, and you can hear Mayor Emanuel invite Andrea Darlis on a bike date.
We're doing it. We're going
to bike around the city and check out the new bike lanes.
Yep.
And in addition to that, I have begun the facilitation of a reunion of Governor Rauner and Rahm Emanuel for the good of the state and the good of the people of the city and the state.
More like a reconciliation.
Reunited, and it feels so good. I wonder who's going to be Peaches and who's going to be Herb.
Of those two?
Rahm seems like more of a Herb to me. It's 9:13, and Chicago Magazine's new issue is out, the best new restaurants. And this has to be the – is this the best-selling cover?
Dining features are the best-selling covers. We do another one in November, but that's a the topic changes every year. But every May, we do best new restaurants, and that's the blockbuster.
That's the voice of Penny Pollack. The other one is which one? What's the
November
cover?
Issue.
But what one is that? What's the cover?
We do different things. We do best new steakhouses. We do best pizza.
Yeah. All right, so best new restaurants. And one of the great food cities in the world, this has to be heated. It's a hot competition.
We nuke it.
It's microwave more than anything else. Give me a few that we should focus on.
The Blanchard was number one. And today's the day that everyone who bought a secret supper ticket finds out where they're going to dinner tonight. They buy it on faith. And then this morning they get their calls or emails or whatever the latest means of communication might be.
Uh-huh.
And they're all going to dinner at the Blanchard, which is in Lincoln Park. And it's kind of hidden. It's in this funny little cul-de-sac, and you feel almost clandestine. It's so cool.
Well, you're having an affair with your dinner.
Yes.
And what's special about the Blanchard?
Well, Jason Paskowitz, who's been kicking around Chicago for 20 years, finally hit his home run. He's been in a lot of places, and he finally got the Blanchard, which is his French hideaway, and he's fantastic. He's so passionate about French food.
But is this foofy French, where people that don't eat French food are going to feel awkward going there?
No, it's so cool when you walk in. You're like going to want to make it your place.
Okay.
And you can have classics, you can have your escargot, and you can have bouillabaisse, and it's not... You can understand what you're eating.
Nice. Now, you talked to the chef slash owner and asked him why he loves French food. What's the answer?
He loves French food because he found out that that's where all the technique and the roots of real cooking exist.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Like if you did a family tree of food, most of it would lead back to the French?
Exactly.
How about that? I didn't realize that.
No, and he supposedly has a wonderful pastry chef, too.
He does. It's just an all-round fabulous.
Can you imagine if you had a French restaurant with a crappy pastry chef?
No, but she's supposed to be wonderful.
One of the best.
Here's something Jason told me. He really wanted to be a baseball player, but he didn't have the height or the muscle at the time that he needed to have it to try out. So if he had developed a little earlier, we may have lost a great chef.
Yeah, but imagine how good the post-game meal would be.
Yeah.
Arbor came in second in Logan Square.
Arbor is admittedly different. I might even venture the word weird. It's in a green building, which is the way the world is going, which is great. And it's sort of like your funky friends from college invited you to dinner. It's just,
and they're making whatever they have in the kitchen?
They're making whatever they have, but they are refining it to the nth degree, and they're so enthused about it that they might talk to you about it so long that your dinner gets cold.
Is this a fusion concept, or is it not even that together?
I don't think I would call it
the only
fusion.
The only part of the fusion would be what they throw in the bowl?
Yeah, it's whatever. And they got honeybees on the roof, and they're growing herbs.
Okay, now look, I get that that's a cool idea, but that to me feels like a year in goodbye. How do you do a long form with that?
Because they keep changing it up.
Oh, I guess there's...
It's for the adventure.
I guess weird is forever.
weird is always in.
Andrea, see if you got one you're interested in there. And you've got one now?
Well, I like all of them. I told Penny what I used to do, and this is true. I would go through with a little check mark and try and go to as many as I could. But now there's so many, so I have to be a little more. I have to look at the pocketbook. I like what you did, though. You put some of the places that are not necessarily in your top 10 but are very popular right now. I keep hearing the Angry Crab over and over and over and over again, but you do these like little kind of yellow bullet points, kind of give
right.
an honorable
call
mention.
Outs.
Yeah, Angry Crab. The lines for this place, Steve, are wrapped around the building.
Have you been there?
No, not
you
yet.
You should kind of wear, if you have an old ugly poncho like from college,
be prepared to be sloppy if you're going to eat there.
You're eating at a long picnic table. You are rolling up your sleeves, and your food literally comes in a giant plastic bag. And there's paper towels at the end of the table for you. But you it's table service, which I like. I'm getting tired of standing in line for
food. Yeah, absolutely.
It's absolutely delicious. You get your nutcracker, your butter, your fabulously fresh seafood, and you don't have a zillion choices, which I also like.
I like that too.
Like, I just want what I want.
Right. Why do I have to lose my mind trying to figure out what that is? Monteverde is an Italian joint that's affordable, which I don't think we have enough of in the city.
We don't have enough. And Sarah Grunberg came from Spiaggia, which is not so affordable.
Right.
And she just has traveled around Italy, and she feels that that's where her soul mm-hmm. originated, and she makes the pasta. And everyone there, it's just a pasta party. You got noodles hanging out all over the place.
Sure.
And it's rustic and it's delicious.
Great food.
Great food.
Now, on the upper end of things, Fulton Market is being redone like in a million different ways. There's some great spaces over there. But Swift & Sons is a steakhouse. Do we need another steakhouse?
Does Chicago, is the Pope Catholic?
I suppose that's true. Okay. Because this is more high end.
It's more high-end, and it has a concierge service, which means if you forgot to buy the theater tickets, you can talk to the concierge while you're ordering your dinner, and maybe he can get you into the show you wanted
Nice. Look at that. All right, last question. And again, this is the cover story in Chicago Magazine. Penny Pollack, best new restaurants, 15 picks from an innovative French bistro to a decadent steak temple. You only get to pick one, and you're locked in forever, and you have to eat there for the rest of your life. Which one's it going to be?
Oh, De Quay, which my team voted number 3.
Okay.
And I trust my team. That's why we've been together for so long.
That's in Lincoln Park, right?
It's across from Victory Gardens Theater.
Okay,
I think.
Yeah.
It's Dutch-Indonesian. Who knew?
How about that fusion?
Do you like mussels?
Mm. Can yeah, you know, you
love them.
Love them. Okay. And curry. You know what? When you get mussels, usually there's a whole delicious broth at the bottom of the bowl, and you don't get to it until you get to the bottom. These mussels, every single one of those shells has a dollop of this curry cream sauce that is to die for.
Let me tell you, I hope you fired your team that voted him 3rd. Penny Pollack, we love you. Great work as always. Chicago's best new restaurants, cover story of Chicago Magazine.